Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homewood Casino Resort, the Players Place.
All right, now we're halfway home on a Thursday. Ben and Woods, 97.3, the Fan. So good to be back here in the nurturing biosphere of the mothership, which is where we are right now. I stole that line from my radio hero, Mike Reiner. It's what he would say about their studio, the nurturing biosphere of the mothership. And that's exactly where we are. It's good to be back. You know, obviously going to miss playing baseball every day, certainly, but it's good to be back and try to get back in my routine today. My routine was so on point for a while. And, you know, you go to fantasy camp, it throws a wrench into it. So now back to the gym, all that stuff, my stretching, all that. I'm excited. Excited to be back.
There's a lot of energy when we're out of the studio, Phil.
Yeah, there is. I just feel
people
like
walking by, you got surprise guests all the time.
Sure.
You kind of got to stay on your toes when you're out of the studio. Here it's a little more sterile.
Well, so here's the thing, and I would never do this. But the show I just referenced, by the way, I'm Woodsy, that's Paulie, that's Ben. The show I just referenced, they had a really great producer. His name was Danny. And anytime the show would go out on remote, Danny would stay behind so that the show's quality wouldn't suffer.
Now, Paul does not like where this conversation is going.
As I just said.
I mean, it's also like, go ahead. You think you can figure it out there, wherever there may be.
Correct.
Go
that's,
for it.
That's another
I'm sure they
part.
Also had some sort of technical engineer who traveled
they did.
As well.
They had a technical engineer, but Danny would stay back in the studio so that the show didn't miss a beat. Now, again, I would never do that. Can you imagine I come to Paulie next year around, you know, during the Christmas vacation, and I go, hey, bud, can we have a minute? Let's grab a coffee. You know, for the good of the show, you're going to stay behind, and Ben and I are going to go out to fantasy camp. I mean, I don't have it in.
That's so mean.
I don't have it in me to do.
That would be so mean.
That would be Polly's, what do they call it? Your
final straw.
Final form or something. It would be your Joker moment or whatever they say. Like, that would
It'd be
it.
Your death
It would be my
like,
death
that
sentence.
That ain't happening.
It's like, so it's just, I couldn't do it. I wouldn't ever ask that of Paulie. And Adam does a fine job while he's here. But again, it's a different show. So I like being here. I feel like we have our best shows here. Like, I'll tell you, I'll be honest, man. You get to opening day, the opening day live broadcast, and I'm always a wreck about it. I just am, because I'm like, we could do a better opening day broadcast in our studio, but I like being down here with the energy, the people. I love that part. It's the content that is always suffers. And I feel like if you do a radio show, the content should come first.
You have trouble separating the two styles of shows.
100%. I've never been able to do it.
We can do this show that we do in here in the studio on the road.
And you just can't.
And we can't.
You can't do it.
And I don't even know that me being here and you guys being at Baja Ricks or anything really does a whole lot.
True.
Maybe I'm a couple seconds quicker on a drop.
Yeah.
But how often are we really calling for drops on those remote? You know what I mean? It's just, you got to have a different mindset going into the live shows.
You have to. And I still haven't been able to master
said,
it.
I think it's good that sometimes you have those completely different shows. Are they your favorite and your best version of Ben and Woods? Probably not.
No.
But I would never trade going out to fantasy camp and getting to talk to, you know, Terry Kennedy and Andy Ashby and Flannery. Those were all great moments
Phenomenal.
On the show. Now, do they fit what we normally do? Of course not. It's totally different.
Yeah.
But it's good to mix it up every once in a while, and good to get out of your comfort zone a little bit.
Yeah, it is. And a little shakeup is fun every now and then, as Purple just said. You're right. You're right. They used to actually do a live broadcast every Friday.
That's a little bit different.
That's a little bit different. So it's like Ben and I are going down to do a live broadcast at a bar. You stay here. You don't feel like you're missing out on a ton, right?
It's routine.
And so I would always think to myself, the quality of these guys' show never slips. It never slips. And ours is just different. So it's probably, it's a me thing, and I got to get my head around it and just do a better job. I think the more you're prepared when you're out on a live broadcast, the better you'll be. Because there's times when we're like, we have nothing, you know, drowning on opening day.
If we were able to arrange, there was a room at the Peoria Sports Complex with a camera and a microphone and all of that, and we don't even go out to spring training, but for those 3 days, they would just bring the players into this office.
I would hate it.
You wouldn't like that.
You're right. I would absolutely hate it.
There is something to be said for being there in person.
When you can lean forward and say, tell me what happened. You know, like, it's just a different.
You can read body language.
You feel the energy, of just where you are. Yep. That's what you're trying to convey, I think, as a radio host.
And I'll say, our spring training shows are great. I always have a great time, and I think we do a really good job. I think fantasy camp shows were really good, too. Live remotes are tough at times. I just feel like we run out of...
We only have like two of them.
I know. It's true. We don't do it.
You're mostly scarred by what undoubtedly are the worst shows we've ever done together.
Yes.
And those were when you went to Radio Row at Super Bowl.
Yeah, those were scarred. That might have scarred me for life.
Just the worst shows
possible. Was that like 9 months in?
Yeah.
10 months in?
Yeah.
Like
and
that.
We were back. You
hated
were there.
Every second, man.
We didn't know how to interact with each other.
But you were by yourself.
Yeah. We had the worst interviews. It just was dismal, dismal radio.
And the old school radio had Pete in Point Loma. He's been around San Diego forever. You know Pete in Point Loma. Don't know if he listens to us anymore. I haven't heard from him in a while. He used to comment and stuff all the time.
Smart guy.
Very smart guy. Very astute sports fan. He domed me out so hard. Before he goes, hey, he DM'd me. He's like, these shows are going to be terrible. And I'm like, why? He's like, it's just guys hawking products. Nobody wants to hear this crap and this and that. And I'm like, oh, well, it's my first Super Bowl. I'm actually pretty excited. And he domed me out when I got out there. And turns out, guy was dead on right, 100% right.
But other shows will make it seem as though it's some sort of miraculous thing that you're there at
yes,
the Super Bowl.
Yes.
When... In reality, Radio Row at the Super Bowl is like the worst convention you've ever been to.
Yeah, it's just with some celebrities that are kind of cool to see, you know, walking around.
It's sure. Not the same as it used to be. They don't go to the local shows.
Right.
They'll hit, you know, Pat McAfee's
it's
show.
True. And it looks like
Barstool.
It looks like a Chinese sweatshop of radio
yeah.
With card table set up after card table. All right, here's Atlanta. Here's Boston. Here's Dallas. Here's Minneapolis. Here's Denver. And you're just... Well, you know, 3 feet separating, the same guy will go from one table to the next table, the same jokes, talking the same products, one after another. And it's almost like it's existentially dead at the Super Bowl.
That's funny.
At Radio Row.
That interview I was listening to yesterday with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, they were talking about, Matt Damon said he was promoting a movie one time. And he said you think it's bad. He said, one day for a movie, he said, I did 97 interviews in one day. And I go, well, that's Ben's dream. Ben would get 97 interviews.
Giving 97 interviews
I know.
Is... I think of the scene from Notting Hill when Julia Roberts goes,
yeah.
He's got that hotel suite.
And the people just lined
one up. One after another. And yep. Then Hugh Grant comes in from Horse and Hound magazine and tries to come up with some fake questions to ask her.
It's... But yeah, I'm happy to be back is what I'm saying. I'm excited to get back into my own life and my own routine. See my kids again. You know, nice to see my children today when I picked them up from school. I did run into a little bit of a scheduling issue while we were gone. As you guys know, I was offered the position of minor B head coach.
You accepted that position. You missed the tryouts though this weekend.
Yeah. So I missed the assessments. On Saturday, so all the kids coming through, catching fly balls, taking grounders, taking swings, pitching, whatever, missed it. Bunch of kids came through. Then the makeup assessments were yesterday, so I missed those as well. So I will not have the opportunity to assess one single child before I go into the war room next Thursday night. And draft my team.
Well, just call your fellow coaches on the other teams and get their honest opinions.
Oh, I'm sure they'll give
them. Kids.
Yes.
I'm sure that they won't mislead you in any way. Try to play up the wrong the wrong kids and protect the ones that they really want.
Yeah.
And not tell you about them. I'm sure that wouldn't happen.
Unhappy guest says beer league. No, I'm talking about Little League, man. For my almost 8-year old. So I'm going to be building this team. They do a draft, which is wild. It's wild. And I get why they do it. They do a draft. Me, all the other dads in there, right, duking it out, hashing it out. But I have not seen any of these kids. I've seen some of them because I've coached some of them and I know some of them. But I've not seen or able to assess one single child. So I'm going to have to use that Tim Flannery coaching manual like you wouldn't believe. I'm going to have to coach my ass off.
Just ask the coach who comes after you in the draft every time, who don't you want me to draft?
Yes. Who shouldn't I draft? The other thing that you're looking for, and it's true, reputation of parents gets around, right? You don't want that kid. Why? He's really good. I don't know. I didn't see him. I didn't assess him. But no, this kid can play, but you don't want dad there. Dad is a problem, or mom is a problem. I don't have any of that information. None of it. And I think that's something you could probably assess at assessments. You know, if the dad is hanging by the chain link fence, screaming at little Johnny.
Get your elbow up.
Sorry, little Brylan or Braxton hanging on the fence. You're like
Brixton with a Z.
You're like, I don't know that I want to draft Brylan here with my second round pick because dad is hanging on the fence screaming at his child. So I'm going into this draft next week, a week from today. I'm a nervous wreck already. Somebody just said, I coach minor A. I drafted last night. I almost threw up. It was so nerve-wracking. Again, it doesn't really matter because they're 8-year-olds, but I want my son to have a good experience. I want to have a good experience. Didn't get to assess any of them. So it was a scheduling thing that happened. It is what it is. I'm just going to have to go coach extra hard.
Well, and ultimately, this is the time of their life that you can actually make a difference in terms
of... It's exactly right.
Like, good coaching can make a huge difference on a minor B team.
You can make these kids fall in love with the game of baseball, which is my ultimate goal, you know? I think that's what I really want to do, is make them fall in love with the game of baseball by giving them a great experience. So, I'm excited about it. You know, no excuses, though. Like, I'm not using this as an excuse if we don't win a baseball game. Right. Well, I didn't get to see any. No, I'm gonna take full on. Like Mike, what would Mikey Varis do? I'm gonna take full ownership of how my team does, because ultimately, Ben, as the head coach, it falls on me. It's my job to train these guys and get these guys ready. Ownership's not spending a lot of money on my payroll. I no excuses. We're gonna go out and play good baseball. But I did happen to miss both seminal moments of the season this week while we were gone.
It's probably, well, like, A.J. Preller wouldn't miss the entire, like, oh, I didn't actually scout anybody.
He didn't scout draft, a soul.
I didn't actually scout anyone. didn't see any of it.
He decides to take the season off of scouting and is like, he gets into the war room and they're like, who do you want? He's like, I have no idea.
I really know. This guy's name sounds cool.
Yeah, he's got a cool name. Where's he from?
Which all is right. Pretty much how he drafts anyway any year. Well, he always has the coolest sounding names.
That's true. I'm just very, I'm nervous about it again. But then again, it's also a bit freeing. I'm not going to be agonizing over kids.
Oh, I didn't get him. I wanted him so bad.
No,
I don't know.
I don't know. Does this kid, he plays catcher? All right, I'll try him. We'll give him a look. This guy pitches? All right, I'll try him. And we'll see how it goes. But I'm excited about it, man. You know, I'm time to get my hands in the dough, so to speak.
I may need to get you a "What Would Mikey Varis Do" T-shirt.
Oh, I would wear it. One of those little bracelets, idea. Maybe.
WWMVD.
All in.
Question mark.
All in.
All right, let's get ready for our game today. It's Thursday, so we're going to play some Real or Fake, a chance to qualify for the trip to Las Vegas to see Sammy Hagar. If you'd like to be our contestant for Real or Fake next, you can call us now, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. That is coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fam.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
So we had a contestant lined up for Real or Fake. Jeremy and Pauly accidentally hung up on him. The hold buttons and the hang up buttons are right next to each other. So Jeremy, if you're still listening, please call us back. 833-288-0973. We could replace you with someone else, but that seems unfair. And the line is open.
Sorry.
So just call us back and we'll play our game. 833-288-0973. I'll guess I'm Ben Woods, appear on the David P. Shapiro fan hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Did see some news yesterday that the Washington Nationals are the latest team to part ways with their regional sports network, MASN, M-A-S-N. They are leaving them, and Major League Baseball will start producing their local broadcast, just like they do the San Diego Padres and I think six other clubs. I think they're the seventh. And then there's the other whole group of former FanDuel sports clubs that that could be leaving at the end of the NBA and NHL seasons when FanDuel is expected to go into bankruptcy again.
Awesome.
So Major League Baseball could be producing about half of the team's games by the start of next season, depending on how everything plays out this offseason.
Jeremy's back. Right?
We have Jeremy. You want to play our game? Let's get to it. It is time for Real or Fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
You can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
Real or Fake, brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you, and we already know we got Jeremy on the line. He is playing for a chance to qualify for the grand prize drawing trip to Las Vegas to see Sammy Hagar at Dolby Live at Park MGM, plus a two-night stay at the Park MGM and a $100 gas card. You can check out Sammy Hagar's residency this year in Vegas from March 11th to 21st, September 18th to 26th. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Jeremy, apologize for the technical glitch, Pauly's finger, but you are back and are you ready to play?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, if you can get 4 out of 7 right, you will qualify for our grand prize. All right, with the new Diamond Room set to open soon off Gallagher Square, that was Padres' big announcement earlier this week, I've decided to make cocktails the theme for today's game of Real or Fake. Oh. According to the International Bartenders Association, there are 34 mixed drinks in the category of the Unforgettables, classic cocktails that have withstood the test of time.
Okay.
Today,
I like it.
On Real or Fake, I will give you a name. You tell me if it's a real cocktail sanctioned by the IBA as one of the Unforgettables or a fake I've thrown in to fool you. I'll even give you recipes for the cocktails as well.
Oh, wow.
Jeremy, are you a massive drinker? Because that would help in this game today.
You know what? I think I picked the right thing. I'm actually a bartender.
Oh, yes!
Wow,
now the pressure's on, dude.
The pressure is on.
Pressure
big time.
Is on.
All right, here we go. Round number one, real or fake cocktail. A stinger, creme de menthe and brandy. A stinger, real or fake, Jeremy?
Never heard of that one, but I'm going to go real.
Yeah, real.
You never heard of it, and it's you're real. A bartender. It is real. Woods know that one. You've been a bartender as
never
well.
Never had it, though.
Sounds horrifically bad,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, it does, actually.
Hey, it's real, and that's one point. Let's go round number two. A monkey gland, gin, orange juice, grenadine, and absinthe. Real or fake, Jeremy?
Real.
It is real.
Oh, I was shaking my head no.
No.
A monkey gland?
A monkey gland, yeah.
That sounds hideous.
It does, doesn't it? All right, that's gross. 2 for 2. All right, let's go round number three. A hanky-panky, gin, sweet vermouth, and Fernet Branca. Jeremy, real or fake?
Real.
Real?
I'm going to say fake.
Oh, Jeremy's right.
Wow! Real. Jeez.
We are absolutely cruising through this category today. All right, round number four. And for the win, although we'll keep you on and see if you can go perfect as a bartender. How about the Blind Ledger? Gin, applejack, lemon juice, and honey syrup.
Fake.
It's fake. Wow.
Oh, Jeremy.
All right. Let's see if you can get it all the way 7 for 7. You've already qualified. Let's try Remember the Main. Rye whiskey, sweet vermouth, cherry brandy, and absinthe. Remember the Main. Real or fake?
Sounds fake.
Based on the ingredients, I think it's fake, but based on the ingredients, I'm going to say real. Final answer.
You are correct. It is
real.
Wow,
he is good.
He's really good.
All right, a blackout circular. Dark rum, sweet vermouth, Amaro, and Angostura bitters. Real or fake, Jeremy?
Can you say that one more time?
A blackout circular. Dark rum, sweet vermouth, Amaro, and Angostura bitters.
I'm going to go the opposite. This one sounds real, but I'm going to go fake.
Yeah,
good
he's
Lord.
He's unreal. All right, for the perfect 7-for-7, a Clover Club. Gin, lemon juice, raspberry syrup, and egg white. Real or fake, Jeremy?
Fake.
Oh, I got you finally. It's real. It's real. That's a game.
Were they all real?
No, there were two fakes. There were five reels. Jeremy, great job. You've qualified. Where do you attend bar, if you don't mind me asking?
At the Hilton in Del Mar, next nice. To the racetrack.
Nice. Great spot. Right across from the track.
By the way, gentlemen, I do got to say this. How's my Brian Dutcher bobblehead? Because I'm the winner of the Ben's Beautiful Box earlier.
Oh, my gosh. Whoa. That was a long time ago.
That was.
Ben's Beautiful Box. How is your Brian? It's gone. No, but they took all of our stuff.
I know. Where is all of our stuff? I got to find it.
No, it's in here. It's in somewhere. It's in the building.
It's somewhere. All right, Jeremy.
Thank you, buddy. Go see Jeremy.
Hang on 1 second, Jeremy. Just stay online. I'll get you during the break.
Or Paulie's going to hang up on you right now. Again.
He's on hold this time.
No, you got him on hold this time.
Yes.
That was really impressive.
It was really good.
He was like listening to all the ingredients.
He was.
It's great. None of those sounded good, by the way.
I know.
Not one of them. Not one of those.
They made some weird cocktails way back in the day.
The gin is what gets me. I can't drink gin.
You're not a gin drinker.
Yeah.
You either love gin or you don't. It's the botanicals.
The pine flavor.
Yeah,
do not like.
I think I've had like a sip of a gin and tonic. I've never like ordered a gin because I've just smelled it from somebody else and go, nah, it's like that's not for me.
It's like the IPA of liquors.
That's exactly right.
But I like IPAs.
Like an IPA. You do like IPAs, but you don't like gin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a gin person.
I'm usually a vodka more than gin person.
Yeah, I can do vodka over gin for sure. I like whiskey overall.
And I do like whiskey. I like rye whiskey as well.
Me too.
Not sure exactly what the difference is between like bourbon and rye whiskey. I feel like it's a little more peppery, maybe, but
maybe.
I don't really know. I don't drink enough to.
You ever had like Japanese plum whiskey?
I have not. I've been wanting to get into Japanese whiskeys a little bit more.
Elite.
Is it not? Is that just an old wives' tale that it was like literally if it was from Tennessee, it's one and
yeah, Kentucky,
bourbon versus
bourbon
whiskey?
Is whiskey from Kentucky. It has to be from Kentucky to be
all
bourbon.
It is.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That is part of it.
You can never get.
That's why
Tennessee
Jack Daniels
bourbon,
isn't bourbon.
It's Tennessee
because it's
whiskey.
It's Tennessee whiskey because it's not from Kentucky.
Makes sense.
Gotcha.
But rye whiskey is made differently. It's made with rye, so it's got, I assume, a slightly different flavor profile.
All right. Well done, Benjamin. It's a good category. Very nice.
You're welcome. You told me no sports.
By the way,
I'm trying my best to keep sports out of the equation.
If you go out drinking with your friends, don't order any of those because you're kind of a nightmare if you do, I think.
I will have one hanky-panky and one monkey gland, please.
Please. The guy's like, excuse me? How about a Captain and Coke?
Hey,
can I do that for you?
It's on the list of the International Bartenders Association. You should know these things.
Of what did they call them?
The Unforgettables.
The Unforgettables.
Classic cocktails that have withstood the test of time.
So are Manhattans on there as well?
I mean, there's some more common ones, yes.
It's unforgettable because you can't believe how bad it tasted. You'll never forget how bad those taste.
Yes. All right, let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will return with more. Can we spin the topic wheel?
When we come back, we will return.
We will.
Here on Ben and
Woods. Let's spin the topic wheel when we return with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Broadcasting live from the Bill Howe Studios. Bill Howe Plumbing, we know how. It is Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. We got a lot to get to. Bill Plow Plumbing, we know how. On San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Who's Bill Plow? What was it, Paulie?
Live from the Bill Howe Studios, Bill Plow Plumbing, we know how. On San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Who's
Bill Plow?
Bill Plow.
Yeah, no chance he missed that one.
It's been a minute. since we've had one of those from you. Admit it. You've gotten such a...
Zilplow plumbing.
You've done such a better job at not flubbing, but that was...
That was a good
an all-timer.
Zilplow plumbing.
Zilplow plumbing.
A little bit of a tongue twister.
It is.
Coming up in our 9 o'clock hour, biggest fan... Rindle Report, football threesome.
Good
We've got
God.
Some Aztecs tickets to give away for Saturday night's game against New Mexico. So I thought we could spin the topic wheel, but I actually have, before we get to that, even before we get to traffic, I have my own topic wheel-esque question for both of you. Ooh. Involving something that happened at work yesterday. Do both of you open all your mail?
Yeah.
Every piece?
Unless I know it's a... piece of junk.
Like if it says from Capital One, I don't have Capital One. Right, I know that's just
correct.
I do the same thing. Junk. I get enough junk mail, and I feel like I've gotten good.
You got a good handle on it.
Had a good handle on it. So I would say, 40% of the mail goes directly into the recycling bin.
Indeed.
Without ever opening it. Got an email though at work. Apparently, with the new year, they were issuing new company credit cards.
You did not.
And they said
you did not.
Please note, it will arrive in a plain white envelope with a return address of a P.O. box in Columbus. Do not ignore the envelope. And I go, I threw away my company credit card, didn't I?
No,
thinking it was just another piece of junk mail. It's possible it hasn't arrived yet, but they said it was supposed to arrive like the week before New Year's.
See,
and I haven't gotten it, so I'm...
It was blank?
It's like blank.
Yeah, I would have opened that one.
A blank one?
Addressed to me... I would have.
The only thing this time of year, the only thing that keeps me from, I know what my bills look like, so I keep those. And then if it says important tax document, I keep that one too.
Yes, right. Always.
And pretty much other than that, I throw everything away.
Unless it's like handwritten, like it was addressed to you
right,
or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, if it has, it looks like it's a check in the window, I will at least give it a second look. But most of the times those are fake checks. Like, this check could be yours if you borrow $82,000 from us.
Yeah, 100%.
What about insanely high rates?
What do they say? Immediate, they need like immediate response requested
right.
or something.
No,
they'll
no
put
chance.
That on there.
No chance, yes. Hmm.
Special
offer, that one instantly goes into the trash. Oh, special offer, right.
Paul, really your wife special. Says you guys don't feel up your envelopes. Yeah, I do the feel up. I do give it a little
feel up.
But they trick you with those too.
So
they'll
it happened,
put a little like
it happened
something
to me.
Cardboardy or plastic in me that you think is important. It's not.
I always like the check made out to me with the asterisk. Stephen paid the order of Stephen's $30,000 asterisk next to it. Happened to me this very morning. Walked out to the kitchen. I was going to make my coffee, and there's this big pile of boxes. And I go, are those yours? And she goes, no, those are yours since you've been gone. I go, oh, crap. I got a new shirt. Got my Nikes that came in that I ordered from Christmas and things like that. And then there was an envelope, so I opened it. And there was a credit card in it with my name on it. And I go, and she looked at me. I could see her look at me going, did you get a new credit card? And I didn't. But this one felt and looked very official. And then I read the small print and just cut it up and threw it away. So it happened to me actually this morning. But yeah, that's how they get you, Benny. But yeah, they probably want to let you know earlier. To not
before, like, yeah,
hey, like, these don't, are going hey, out.
Be looking out. Be don't looking for
hope
this.
You are looking for this 2 weeks
hope,
ago.
Right. I hope you guys
you
don't throw this away.
Credit card in the mail.
We've moved really.
Or just send it to work. I don't get much mail.
Oh, they
at
send
work.
It to you at home.
They send it to me at home. It's like just put it in my work.
Put it on my desk.
Yeah,
my new company
great.
Credit card.
Don't
just put
send
it on my desk.
To my home.
I think you're in the clear on that one.
I do too. Yeah. What are they going to do? They just got to order you another.
You know,
one.
The last time they don't send me anywhere lately, so I haven't used my company credit card in like 3 years. So
yeah, it just sits there.
Just sits there in case of emergency, essentially. So
and you're such a diligent person. You're not. I mean, you could have pulled it out last Friday night when we were out if you wanted to. The
apparently
company
I
credit card.
My old one expired.
Your old one had expired.
Year, so
excellent. I'm sorry that happened.
All right, let's check traffic and then we'll do an official. Topic wheel spin here before the top of the hour on 97.3 The Fan.
This will be a good one. What is the worst trend that you ever lived through?
Ooh, a trend.
Oh.
It's a good one.
Like,
Woods is living through broccoli hair for kids now.
That's up there.
Not your favorite.
I think I've mentioned it before. I don't like feel bad about it because I was like 11, but 10, 11 years old, 2000, 2001 era. My soccer team, we said, hey, if we win this championship or this game or whatever it was, we would all bleach our hair.
Ooh.
That with the frosted tips.
Frosted,
the,
yeah.
That whole thing.
The Kevin Millar.
That was.
Give me the Kevin Millar.
You know. It's a 11-year-olds having fun, so I don't feel bad about
no,
it.
No, it's like team bonding.
But you look
too.
Back on it and you go, the frosted tips was a pretty bad trend.
Tide Pods, kids eating Tide Pods. That's that. At the end of the day, though, like natural selection's a real thing. Mm. You know, it just is. And 6'7", I love.
You love 6'7".
I love 6'7". Still makes me laugh.
Remember when people would just add in bed to the end of every sentence?
Yes. Yes.
God, you just make me cringe. Oh.
That was dumb.
Ugh, my skin is crawling right now.
Let's
see. Oh, how about, you guys remember Zubaz? How about Zubaz?
Oh, Zubaz. Oh.
By the way, proud wearer of some Atlanta Falcons Zubaz. I don't know why. Proud wearer of them. That
Puka shell necklaces.
You got Puka shell necklaces. You know, it's funny, though. My kids, we went to Hawaii last year. My kids both got them. They look fantastic. Bo looks fantastic in a puka shell necklace.
He looks like he's from Hawaii.
Exactly right.
Along those same lines, something that seemed pretty good at the time, but in retrospect now seems horrible. Livestrong bracelets.
Livestrong was tough.
Yeah.
Also wore one.
We all meant well, right?
We all meant well. Livestrong, but not really. I watched the documentary on it. It's riveting. And you watch Lance Armstrong, and you're like, I want to understand. I really want to understand. And he makes it very difficult, too. There's not really a lot of contrition, really, in anything he did. It just was crazy. Let's see. Parachute pants were dope. Tessa says parachute pants. I had some when I was a kid. I loved them. Trying to think of some other trends we've lived through. The broccoli haircut is up there with the worst trend of all time. And it's funny because in a vacuum, one kid, you know, at Chick-fil-A ordering a meal with
fine.
A broccoli haircut, it's when there's 30 of them and you're like, oh my God, you look ridiculous. Don't you see yourselves? It's crazy. Little broccoli trolls running around. It's unbelievable.
Little heathens.
Little broccoli-headed heathens. Little
jackals.
It was one of the funniest.
Speaking of trolls, remember when everyone had
trolls.
Troll dolls? Yeah,
that was one of the funniest conversations I think I've ever had in my life was with Ben's brother. Ben's brother was losing his mind.
Planking was dumb.
Planking?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Planking.
What was that? Laid flat across like.
Oh. How about the ice challenge, ice bucket challenge?
Ice bucket
That's again
challenge.
Good cause.
Good cause. It's
rooted
at least.
And good. Yeah.
I'll never forget this local hardo media hardo. I did the ice bucket challenge. We all did it as like a staff or something, and he like was like, oh, way to waste water, and I was just like, I'm done. I'm just done. I'm done with people. Hey, that was my like 13th reason right there. I was like, just leave me alone, idiot. That's a really good one, Paulie.
We do another one?
Yeah, let's do one more here.
Oh, Ed Hardy tease. Oh, yes. Affliction. That was a bad trend. Creed.
It's almost like fashion. You would have to have its own category.
Creed jeans up there.
All right. This is right here. Says, what's the worst advice that you ever followed?
Oh, my God.
The worst advice you ever followed.
These are deep thinkers.
That's tough because sometimes you forget like the bad advice.
I think you have to look at it in retrospect. Like you maybe didn't know it was bad advice, but it ended up being really bad advice.
Here, snort this back hard and fast. That was the worst advice I ever took. All right. Real fast. How about you, Ben?
Worst advice you ever followed.
Do you have one?
I'm really trying to think.
Really tough.
It's a tough one. Do I need to save that one?
Save
and move
that.
On?
Let me think on that one for a while.
We'll leave it on the board.
Man, I mean, I have made some really boneheaded decisions. Really boneheaded. I've backed the wrong horse many, many a time. Many a time. And when you back the wrong horse and you defend said horse, sometimes you're like, I can't believe I didn't see what everybody else was telling me. And so that's me giving myself advice. Right. Like, if my decision was the bad one. I've made so many wrong decisions.
I probably would say that, you know, a lot of the early radio advice about, you know, taking phone calls.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah,
that sort of thing that seemed wise at the time, but probably really wasn't that wise.
Yeah, it was probably something along the same lines. Professional, like, oh yeah, you know, you should work with Dan Cilio. It'd be great.
It'd be great. Great for your career.
But like, it somehow in some way out. It led me to here, so.
Ooh, this is a good one. A French 6745 says, come work this job without guaranteed pay and uncapped commission.
Oh,
what a joke. The old dreams of uncapped. Hey, we're going to uncap the commissions. Oh,
work
man.
Work from home. Set your own schedule.
I can make so much money.
Does anybody have, like, capped commissions? Like, if you keep bringing in new business.
Yeah, there's capped commissions.
They don't pay you eventually? Like, oh, well, you've already reached your...
Now, you want to hit your cap.
Your cap for the year.
Yeah.
But doesn't that mean, if you hit your cap for the year in August, why would you do anything the rest of the year?
That happens, by the way.
Why would anyone have an uncapped commission?
That happens.
Like, you want your employees to keep out... selling and you know, making money, so why would you ever cap their commission? That doesn't mean I've never worked a commission job in my life.
I've worked,
so I don't really know how it works.
I've worked base plus commission, but there were some beasts in my company where they had to cap their commissions after a while, because like you said, they hit their numbers in August, September. The fourth quarter for them is like call me if you need me. Like, there's no reason for me to come to work.
But doesn't the company, isn't any new business
making
good,
money?
Good business? Yeah. Why would you ever stop someone from bringing in new business to the company by just saying, well, you've already hit your cap. Just keep commissioning them.
I don't know if you know this, but sometimes a company doesn't have your best interest at heart.
Well, that's their, I know, but it's their best interest is for you to keep making money for them, even if they have to shave some off the top as a commission. Why would you ever cap someone's commission?
Ooh, this is a good one. Question is moot. This is a really good one. This is the worst piece of advice. Don't ever let the girl know you're interested in her. The games that you play in the dating world, that's such a good one, because you have
play
hard to get. Don't call her for
don't
3 days.
Don't text her right away.
Man, when I met my wife, I was in that thing of like, I shouldn't. I immediately reached out. I was like, thanks so much for coming by. We should grab a beer sometime. And luckily it worked out. But I knew
it's really good.
I knew even in that moment, I'm like, you're doing too much. Do less. that battle with yourself. That's really good.
It goes right along with just act cool.
Do less. Yeah.
Just act cool. Yeah. Like, I don't know how to act cool. And my attempt to act cool is the worst thing I can possibly do.
That's the worst thing you can do.
It's the worst advice I can get. Don't tell me to act cool, because I don't know how to do it. So I think the best advice you almost always get is be yourself.
Be yourself, and if you like somebody or something like that, don't be afraid to tell them. Now, you may scare them off. It's happened many times.
Now, if you're being yourself and that's not working over and over again, you might want to change yourself and then be yourself, but in a different way. At some point.
Yeah, it's tough. But we don't have all the answers here.
You're
on
really never going to have success trying to be something you're not.
100%.
Because what... Just go down that road. All right. Yeah, I convinced this girl that I am like the coolest.
Yeah.
She's going to find out
that
eventually.
I'm not.
I mean, you know, what's the end game here? Got to be yourself. Well, otherwise, there's just no long-term future for you.
You asking her how impressed she is with your sports knowledge. While I have you here, how impressed are you with my sports knowledge, young lady here working at this gentleman's
Mason
club?
Mason McCoy.
Listen back to that this morning driving in. I was crying. It's so good. You're such a gem.
Didn't have the effect I was hoping it would have.
Me just sitting there going, did I hear what I think I just
is
heard?
Our guy
it's loud.
Is he attempting to spit some sort of game here by asking this girl, are you impressed with my sport? I gave you a piece of really good advice. Don't ever ask someone if they're impressed with anything you do, or no.
Remember, my goal in that situation was to see.
Allegedly. If you wanted a DFA, or you could have. You chose not to for 3 hours.
Mike in the chat says, sports talk, please. Well, it's the Rindle Report.
It is the Rindle Report coming.
No. I'm
sorry,
to get
a sports headline or two.
I haven't done one in like a week.
Jelly Roll News of the Day. We'll have our biggest fan. We got some Aztecs tickets to give away. A football threesome. All ahead.
You get your threesome.
Hour number 4 of Ben and Woods next on The Fan.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.